Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 9:09 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out Faith Evans and Carl Thomas with Can't Believe. You also checked out Khalid with My Bear. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 9:09, best of NAM time. It's 9:09 on Fridays with the spotlight. So we usually have superstars in the studio. We have superstars in their own respective rights. We have people that we know for a fact you and I gossip about. What? We know for a fact that the people that we bring in on Fridays are people that are headliners. Mm. We know for a fact that the people that we bring in on Fridays, one way or another, pull the strings.
Come on.
Now, with this woman, Shaquan.
Yes.
If you'd allow me to, please.
Go for it, partner.
I've always viewed this woman as the original influencer.
Mm.
I've always viewed her as the OG of content creation. Listen, this woman was on YouTube when we were trying to figure out even how to...
We didn't even know how to subscribe.
We didn't even know how to subscribe. There she was creating content on YouTube. Ito, how? This woman is someone that I... Listen, man, she is daring. She is a go-getter.
That's true.
She literally does not give any rats behind of what people say about her. She lives her life. I'm not so sure if she still has the Eshete. Maybe she has an upgrade now of the Eshete. She will have to tell us about that. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about none other than the incredible man, the powerful,
come on,
influential, Hella Ngifindaka.
Hi, Hella.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you guys
we
today?
We are great. So just a gentle reminder that our queen is live on our Instagram page. It is Fresh FM Namibia. And also on, you're live on Facebook, right?
Yes, I'm live on Facebook.
On her Facebook.
Hella on the page now.
On the page. Because I've got so many accounts before they were even pages created.
Yeah.
That's why he said before influencer was an influencer.
That is an indication that this woman is the OG. You people talk about influencer today. This is the woman, man.
Come on.
How dare you?
True.
Hella, sorry for my theatrics. I have so much respect for you. How are you doing this morning, Hella?
Fine, thank you. I just want to say flattery will get you everywhere.
Hella, listen, it's good to have you here in the capital. It's good to have you at Fresh FM, at our new studios, new for you, but you know, for us it's been like almost 3-4 years now.
Yes.
And listen, before we get into who you are and what we are, can we just get it out of the way? There's a reason why you are in Windhoek. There's a reason why you are looking so dapper.
The queen landed softly.
Softly, for that matter. do you mind breaking the news to us, Hella, about that new milestone and that celebration that we are celebrating with you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yesterday I came, well, not yesterday, but I'm in Windhoek specifically for my second graduation, which happened yesterday through the University of Science and Technology. I actually obtained, since I've been a businesswoman for years now. I mean, the last time I had the 8-to-5 was 2012.
Okay.
Like, I had to wake up early in the morning today to prepare. I was like, I'm not used to this.
You're not used to it, right? Because I think with business owners, it's more all-nighters as opposed to early mornings. A lot of the time.
You sleep even 2 o'clock in the morning just to finish what you need to do. And they, of course, you don't stay in bed the whole day, but even if you are in bed, you are busy doing something that brings you income. So that's
why you're here. What degree is it, or is it an honors, or what level is this now?
This degree that I got this time around was a honors in business management. So seeing that I was already doing it,
so
might as well back it up.
It's amazing.
Come on now. So it's public management and now...
Yes. The public management one, as you know, I'm also a consultant for many politicians in the country. Like election time, you know, you see me running the campaigns. And then people always wonder, but last year we saw you with a job. Then we saw you with Panani. And then you ran Itula's independent
candidate.
What's
happening?
What's happening? And I always have to explain to people, guys, I am not a politician. I am a businesswoman. I run a consultancy where I render you my services. I can tell you what you should do to get that attention you need to get for you to be able to get those votes that you need in a the shortest space of time. So so my profession in the political realm or fraternity is actually I'm a political I'm an apolitical political campaigner or and manager. So it depends on if you can afford me. If I believe in what you are believing or what you want to market or advertise. But obviously, it also depends on myself if I want to be associated.
If you believe in that,
yes. So what we do is, what I do with my team, youth, very youthful team. Is that we run your campaign. We travel all over for you. We do your social media. We do. We even tell you what to wear, what not to wear, what to say in your speeches and so forth.
Speaking of what to wear.
Yes.
Oh, see, Hela.
No, let's not talk about it.
One who's behind Itula suit in the sun. Mami, what should you do?
Consistency, Baba. That is what we tell you. You will find consistency with me. Same suit. Don't worry.
Unfortunately, we obviously it's professional. You don't discuss what you. Obviously, I can only tell what you guys have seen and what everybody knows. In the public space. But So that is then why I had. That's why the politicians also trust me is because obviously you study public management. So I have that to back that one up. So every business I do, I back it up.
Of course, hands now, even with this one. But you know what, Hela? And we will get to that. There's a couple of, because I'm a political head. I will get to that.
Absolutely.
We need to find your humble beginnings, Macy. What shaped you? What town shaped you? Who shaped you, dude, into the incredible personality that you are? Because you are very versatile. You are like a typical Namibian child. You know what I mean? You understand languages. You understand people in different settings. And you are not limited. What shaped you? Where did you grow up, Macy?
Okay. Contrary to what I advertise in the public to capture that clout. Although my roots are in Ohangwena region, that is basically where my parents or one set of my family comes from. But if I have to identify what shaped me is that I'm from Oranjemund.
Oh.
Oranjemund.
Yes.
That is some exclusive stuff. We didn't know that.
And I would like to just tell everybody something. Mm. Guys, it's not Oranjemund. It's Oranjemund.
I told you, Usenkera. I told you, okay, Oranjemund. It's gonna be smooth.
So it's one thing about us Oranjemunders. Like every time somebody says Oranjemund, it's like it irks us. It irks us, and we like and it's like, but it's this most Oranje. Oranje. So say, but it's a German. It's German.
Yeah.
So you actually, although it's spelled with a J, you spell it with a Y. But anyway, I grew up in Oranjemund, and you must know that time. Oranjemund too.
Yeah, was very protective, very cut off.
You know, just for you to enter the town, you had to do an application 2 months before the time. They had to approve. That's like going to UK, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the school and the teachers that were there, apart from the household that you come from, my parents really, they shaped, especially my dad. Ooh, he was
strict,
on point,
and professional. And things must be in point.
But loving, you know, my parents were also loving, but they also shaped me, you know, do this, don't do this. They guided me a lot. But the school also, we had that time, Oranje Mont Private School, OPS, was the best school in the whole country. A majority of our teachers were teachers who came from overseas. I mean, you were not even allowed to make a single mistake. Borrow me. No, it's not borrow me. It's lend me. You know, so the way I'm speaking now is we have a sort of different accent as well and mindset.
And I've noticed that with literally everyone that I know from Oranje.
Yeah, and when you meet us, you will, when we say we're from there, then you say,
That makes sense. That's why. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So, and when we, like I said, the school, what the black child is being taught now, you can be anything you aspire to be. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You can break the rules and bend them and guide and lead the path. That is how we were brought up. And that is how, I'm not comparing myself to Monica Kalondo, but you'd see the similarities.
My best friend.
You'd see the similarities you'd see the similarities. I mean, you know, when she goes and public speaks, everybody says, whoa, she's the first lady who speaks so eloquently.
Oh, no, yes.
You know, and then when you hear, she's from Oranje Mont. No wonder.
Yes. All right. So what is your probably earliest, fondest memories that you have of Oranje Mont? Like, what did you guys do on a Saturday morning as kids of Oranje Mont?
Oranje Mont wasn't like on a Saturday. It was every day.
Okay.
You know, okay, let me just talk. When you get up in the morning, you go out, you know, like in the movies?
Yeah.
Like the Truman Show, you go outside and there's a little...
Like a porch in front.
A little postal thing. But
To go get the mail and so on. Yeah.
Mail, milk, your peanuts, your bread.
No way.
Wait, what?
It's safe for you.
Ah, you kidding me? No way. Oranje Mont was all of that.
Hello.
Wow. There were a lot of white folks down there.
Wow. And so okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you wake up and you don't have to go to the shop. Your bread is there, your milk is there, your eggs are there, and then you have little peanuts or something.
Yeah.
Mm. You can fact check this. And then after that, you know...
That explains why chops. Sorry, I had chops in my head now.
Chops is...
You know him, right, yeah.
And like, I literally, you know, where Fresh FM is, like, where we are now, the school, my school, I just had to walk probably there by M&Z, and that's my house.
Mm-hmm.
But every single hour, the town had a bus rotation. So you never had to walk anywhere. You walked when you wanted to, free of charge. Town pool was for free. So every day we had the pool swept. There's no... And when I say Oranje Mont, there's a difference between CDM and NAMDEB. So right now I'm talking...
CDM days.
Right now I'm talking about CDM.
CDM, yeah.
Right now I'm talking about CDM.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go to the pool for free. Your parents literally get a bonus, extra money just to buy you a Christmas gift because your kids must believe in Father Christmas. We had Halloween. We came to Windhoek and we're like... Why are the black people not even hanging with the white people? What's going on?
Why is it so weird here? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was just, and you guys don't do Guy Fawkes with a... I mean, I was like, okay, are we going trick-or-treating? No one Come does on,
trick it. Trick-or-treating? Met Rexy. Rexy will chase you.
Rexy will chase you, bro.
You know, so... To be honest with you, I could go on all day. There's just not just a one day. There's just, you know, school holidays. We'd go on trips. We'd go to Botswana. We'd go to Ghana. Like, we had a okay. Okay is like Oranje Mont kids, where you have like, it's almost like a daycare for your parents to drop you somewhere. Although we don't need daycare. It's just like to keep them busy. To keep us busy, we go to Cape Town on trips. We go to Ghana on trips, you know. Yeah,
it's Elsie Hella that's in studio right now. She's just breaking down her life, just so that we understand her tidbit in terms of where she comes from, her making. And this is what we do every single Friday. All right, bring in those personalities, understand what are their stories, what are they making, and those are building blocks. We'll continue with this after the sticker. I'm not going away.
Did it.
Your home on 91.4.
It's 9:27 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Osi Hella Ngikindaka in studio. She is just amazing. She's live right now, by the way, on our Facebook fan page. Check her out and also get a view of how fabulous she looks.
She's still
still black. Don't crack. How
Let
dare
me tell
we?
You something.
How dare we? Wow.
Something about a black woman.
Hella, before we before we went on the tiny break, you did mention your political business.
Yes.
You know what I mean? For lack of a better explanation right now. I do not know at the time. And one word that is very synonymous with you is ahead of time. Okay? In everything you do, I've always felt like that you are ahead of your time. You know what I mean? And at the time, we didn't know of political campaign managers.
Mm.
We see those things in the movies. We see it in America. What's the other girl? The black
Obama.
One.
With Obama.
With Obama.
No, the rice lady.
No.
Olivia.
Olivia Pope.
Everybody calls me Olivia Pope.
You see what I mean?
Apparently, Olivia I'm the Pope. Fixer.
You're the fixer. Now, in a Namibian context.
Yeah.
I was like, no freaking way.
I mean, if you are going to campaign, right?
Yeah.
If you wake up one day and you say, like, look, I want to be a president and I'm going to run. Who is the first person you need to have by your side? Who is the first person you need to recruit? It is the campaign manager.
Yeah.
Because you are now going to head into a campaign. Mm.
So manage the public image.
You see, Shekwan, this is now where you need to forgive me because I'm going to put on my political head now.
Yeah.
Now you see the problem here. You see? Now you and your business and your team, you are, you know, recruited by, let's just say, for instance, for lack of a better argument, Honorable Venani now.
Yeah.
Okay? No, please. Let's have some expertise from outside that can see things from a different perspective. Come help us with this campaign. But now, what happens internally, internal party politics, is that they feel that why are you bringing people from outside? Are we lacking something in terms of to run your campaign? So that's why I'm asking you this, right? What I'm about to ask you this: how on earth did you manage to break into that market?
Yeah, how did you tap into?
How do I get it right?
Yeah.
First of all, like you said, I was ahead of my time, I guess.
Yeah.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, people already knew me from, whether it's now from the pop culture or the, you know, political realm or area, people already knew me and people kind of already knew what my character was or what the type of person I was. Because I'm doing funny videos on TikTok now, but if you get to know the real me, I'm on point and I'm...
Yeah, you're extremely aggressive.
Yes. So you must remember in politics, if you are in a certain political party, you can never trust the guy next to you. Because even if I'm a leader, for example, I'm an SG of a certain political party and I say, no, this is what we're going to do, if you feel that there needs to be any changes or if you feel I'm not correct, please feel free.
Mm-hmm.
That feel free is not really feeling free.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this person will just say, yes, no, we agree with you. Whatever you say is fine because you don't want to cause conflict. Because in the future, you will need this person's vote. So whatever that person says, we ride with it. But when an expert, when you get external experts to come in, I can tell you, like I've had one, and I don't want to mention his name. Mm. I've had one client who I ran his campaign for, and this man is a very, very hard-headed, and he's like, what I say goes, and what I say I'm correct. And I literally, I literally set him down. I said, listen, yeah, I didn't call you; you called me, and I'm here because I have expertise, and not only do I have the expertise, I also have the education. Not only do I have the education, but I also have the attraction from outside, especially from the youth. So when I'm here and I'm correcting you, I'm not correcting you, or I'm not here because I'm looking for a 5-minute fame. I don't do things for fame. Or a position in the party. I don't even, when we finish, the day before elections is my last day working with you.
Then we part ways.
So why I'm here is, I'm not only here for you, but I'm also here for myself. Because this is my career. This is my reputation. Likewise with the musical, I don't really want to go to that topic, but...
Now that you bring it up,
Shekwan, fire away.
Girl,
I went to a music awards, boy. Yeah,
great.
The makeup I put on the face because I was clubbed the day before. Boy,
you were clubbing. It's a club bird.
Club bird.
Club bird. Oh.
As in, okay.
Yeah. Tell us about that time in your life.
People are like, yeah, but you know, because you have the personal and you have the professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I enter in a contract with you, it's my name out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I don't give a damn, or I don't, sorry for my language, I don't care what's happening on this side, but what is happening professionally. I come to win. I never come to lose.
Mm.
And even if you're not the, like, let's say there's a DJ or radio whatever campaign, and maybe it's a radio that just popped up yesterday, right? 2 months ago, competing with Fresh FM, who's been there for years.
Yeah.
Even if they come number two, that's a win, because you are competing with giants.
Yeah.
So I always come to win. And before I sign anything with you, I will tell you, there's a possibility you're not going to win the elections, or there's a possibility you're not going to win the awards.
You
but
are realistic. Like
you will, I will be able to put you at this spot. And we sign for that. So even if we have differences or what, there's no room for me for canceling it. We're going to go and we're going to get to the place
which is something that he didn't quite understand.
And because everybody's like, "Now, why are you still with this person?" I'm like, "I'm here for myself, my dear, and for my business, you know, because this is my reputation." The day that election or that those awards are done, everyone to their houses.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie to you.
In other words, you cannot mix your personal
with a business.
With a business.
That's one big lesson that you learn from that, isn't it?
Of course.
Look, also as a musicologist and a music analyst, I can tell you right now, what do we call him, Shaquan? What name can we give him? Should we call him, I don't know, maybe like...
Peter.
Should we call him Peter?
Yeah.
Peter ain't famous. Who's famous? Who's Peter, bruh? Give us a famous name. Like maybe like KO. Should we call him KO?
Yeah, let's call him KO.
KO.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
She's so, the South African KO.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But now, Namibian context.
Who is that supposed to be now?
Yes, your client was at the time was.
Oh, you mean like Mr. Rihanna's... what is Rihanna's... Chris Brown?
Yes.
I am literally, you know, on eggshells right now because I'm like, I'm gonna say,
call him Chris Brown. Let's call him Chris Brown.
Yes.
So with Chris Brown, like,
yeah,
Ella,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. At the time, all we knew about the gentleman was that, okay, look, it's the duo that he's in.
Yeah.
The group, yeah. Okay, and then he tried to do his thing on his own.
Yeah.
When he started doing the things on his own, the market was not exactly receiving him nationally.
Of course not.
It was a bit limited to, you know, to the obvious market,
to
right?
The hood.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with her. Because I'm with your girl. All right.
So you get involved. I mean, not romantically, but let's talk about the business side of things.
Yes.
You get involved,
yes.
Business side,
yes.
And all of a sudden, Chris Brown's name is everywhere. I'm talking radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking TV. I'm talking newspapers. Yep. And then he gets nominated for all those awards. And then he wins the biggest award on the night.
You need to know what you are doing. You need to know what you're doing. And I think what is also important is to have, you know, like I say, I've been in Tsumeb for a while, for about 8 years now. I'm telling you, when I went there, I didn't know. I knew a few family members, but probably people five people from my hand. But now, even if I just walk on the street, people hate walking with me in Tsumeb because from the and you know, I'm talking about being humble to people.
Yeah,
respecting that guy, that meme who's sweeping the street.
Come on, yeah,
being a friend. Being a confidant and not just being associated with a top class. Take your time. Although I'm a, what you say, posh-ish lady, I can also just one day say, I'm going to go to the hood and see what's about, what it's about, and hang with the people and become friends. So same applies to when I run my campaigns. I'll tell everybody, guys, we are about to come to Tsumeb. Go meet, let's all meet there by the UN park and let's do the biggest convoy so that then after that the whole country will trend and follow us and follow suit, but let our town be the one. And things happen. But you know why? It's because of the social respect that you receive from people. But remember, in order for you to receive it, you also need to give
to
it.
To give it.
So, in other words, even if I say, look, guys, I'm going to Fresh FM. Listen, I don't do things for, I don't know, people are always interested because it's not just, I don't pull people for nonsense. Hmm. So people will listen to what I have to say. Hmm. So that is how you get to be able to have a client.
Yeah.
You say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to attract attention. This is where we're going to pull. Yeah. This is what we want to achieve. And therefore, but we cannot do this alone. You can never do anything alone. Eh? Hmm. So although you guys are giving all of this praises,
flowers,
it's not me alone. Mm. You need a whole community, whether it's media, radio, TV, print, you know, you need everybody.
Would you say that victory and his blow up was a majority of your work?
Would you say, sorry, I didn't get that?
Would she say that a majority of his blow up and his success at the time?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Was your work?
I don't really like to honk my own horn, so I should rather ask you that question.
Would you can you kindly allow me to answer it?
Yes.
Listen, I've been on radio for almost 13 years.
Yeah.
I know how aggressive you are. I've experienced her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the time we were at the other commercial space, she comes there and she's like, NSK. That time I'm like, hey, who is the guy? Like, I just know the guy from as a duo.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, from my perspective, as a woman, I really need to ask you this because, you know, a lot of us women are in seasons of rebranding.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The hella that we saw, the hella that we experienced, the hella that we heard of, or whatever it is back then, right? And the hella that you are today, how would you say you were able to rebrand? Because I'm coming from the context of you are who you are, but I'm who I am, but with who I affiliate myself with, it can stain me. And I'm not saying that was the case. I'm just saying, giving a little bit of context.
Yeah.
So how were you able to rebrand yourself, if anything?
Because you did also disappear from the public face.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
I don't know if I ever, if I can actually say I actually rebrand. Okay, I probably did somehow, but actually subconsciously, because nothing changed about me. Mm. It's just that I control what I want the public to know about me and what I don't want the public to know about me.
Anymore. Okay.
Not anymore. I have always been.
Always been.
Been
okay.
Like that, yes. So, but then also, I disappeared because I was like, okay, there's a lot of things that I need to do now. I need to go into business. I don't want to do that 8-to-5 anymore. I need to do full-time business. But when I do my business, I'm not like those people who flash my name together with my business. I do my business in silence and detach my persona from my name so that in case it falls, then the name...
The business can still carry.
Yeah, understand.
Carry on its own,
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to study. So I was like, okay, I need to focus. I need to have a lot of people. I just need to focus. And then the other thing is that we are so into social media that we actually forget what life is about. Life is about being born. Life is about recreation, having your own offspring.
Yeah.
And I think we are at the era of we want to be so much into public, in the public eye. And we don't think about, oh my gosh, maybe my time might end past when I can have a child or do this and naturally in nature's calls. So I'm like, you know, at that time I probably had one daughter and I was like, you know, times are hard in this world. You cannot, we don't live in that world of I live by my auntie's house or I'm going to help, my cousin's going to help me. If you don't have your own sibling, you are going to suffer in this world. Things are just different. They aren't the same anymore.
Yeah.
Man for himself. So I was like, okay, I need to study. I need at least one more child and I need to sort out my personal life. So let me disappear. So I think the disappearing act allowed people to yearn. Like, where is she? what is she doing?
No
what
lie.
Is she doing?
No lie.
You understand?
Absolutely.
And when I did come back, I came back. I never come out on purpose deliberately. I came back doing my political work. And then all of a sudden, the newspaper writes an article. Oh, it's Hella running Wu's campaign. And then I'm like, okay, gosh. Okay. And then I come back and I have a child. Oh, it's this paper. Oh, she's expecting a bun in the oven. So, but still, I keep myself out. But then when I finished my studies, I was like, oh, okay. I think I've been in my business. My business has grown. Mm. I'm quite well established. The one that I wanted to specifically focus on, or the ones. And my child is of a certain age. And my studies. Okay. Now I'm back on track. Let me
now
start
we
TikTok.
Can go.
That's why you came back with TikTok.
So that's how I came back with the TikTok.
Because you are aggressive on there. and you've got amazing numbers on TikTok. And listen, to be very honest with you, you know, as OG, sometimes we struggle to adapt to new things.
Yeah.
You know, we struggle to innovate. And so when I noticed that you're on TikTok and when I went through your content, I'm like, there's no freaking way. The Hella that I know from back then.
And so in tune and relatable.
So in tune, like, and relatable.
Yes.
And she's killing it on TikTok.
Yeah,
But why am I surprised?
Relate to the about 2000s.
The about 2000s.
No. Relatable even
to us, actually.
Yes.
Hella, we need to let you go.
Yes.
But before we let you go, we need to just ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you do many things. You're a multicultural woman.
Mm.
You are a multi-talented woman, a multifaceted woman, an incredible Namibian, a huge patriot.
Yeah.
What do you want to achieve moving forward? Shikwan always says this, we are huge on manifesting. We are huge on putting it out in the world and in the universe.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, we play down the haters and the naysayers that would want to stop our dreams. But you are putting it on radio now to your maker and to the universe. What is it that you want to hit the nail? Like you're looking at this thing and you're like, I'm coming for you.
Okay. I am an avid believer in the law of attraction.
Mm.
And affirmation.
Mm.
So for now, not for now, what I have pinned and my eye on the ball is a doctorate.
Oh,
wow.
Snap. I have two. It's that.
Yeah.
And then the second one is just being able to, the lifestyle and the way, what the opportunities my parents afforded me. To afford my children that.
Yeah.
So and I'm not a selfish mother. Before anything else, my children come first, and I just want to guide them properly so that they don't. If I'm not here one day, they will be able. No man is going to stand on my son's head. You understand? And no woman will be able to stand on my son's head. No man will be able to stand on my daughter's.
Yeah.
I want them to be. Because like the world is changing now, society is changing. We don't have that norm of you this age, you get married, you da-da-da-da-da-da. Things are changing. So I just want my kids to be able to also follow in a good path, education. Then they're on their own, you know. I can't live their life for them, but just to do what I need to do as a parent.
Yeah.
And then that master's. I mean, not master's, sorry.
The doctorate.
Yes.
Shikwan?
To probably, I don't know, I don't want to ring, but to the woman listening or whatever.
She wants to talk about marriage now. Teach.
No, I don't, actually. No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
But I'm just like very big on just pouring into our listeners' cups.
Yes.
You know, they listen to us on a regular with so many things happening in their lives, whatever it is. So we just don't know how many people, I mean, not even that. It's just a lot of people even in our life right now that we really just want you to pour into their cup. What would you leave with our listeners?
Guys, it's tough out there, especially in this world that we live in. Things are not easy.
Hmm.
But always have a plan. Don't just live for living. Have a plan, have a goal.
Hmm.
Whether you have the funds, don't have the funds, whether you have the means, don't have the means.
Yeah.
Just wish it and focus it so much so that when it walks past you, you'll be able to catch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the indomitable, the fierce, madam ahead of her time.
The legendary
Hella Ngifindaka. Wow.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are
so
such an inspiration.
Yeah.
You are such a vibe. And we are extremely happy that you could make the time for us. Keep inspiring. Fresh FM is your home. Clearly, you've seen it now.
We're watching you.
And we're watching you. And we're rooting for you.
No,
thank
honestly.
You very
keep
much.
Winning, I'm, keep winning. Yeah.
I'm extremely humbled. And thank you very much for the invitation to come here. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's 9:47 in Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. I don't know. Is it tears that's happening now? Okay.
What? No, she's blowing kisses to the followers.
Because I was like, here we go. Okay.
Because I'm the crybaby here.
Yes, she's the crybaby. So if you're going to start Hella, she's also going to start Titi.
My tears are always just chilling there.
9:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Citizen Deep and Central coming up. We'll also give you something by that session.
Shake One and NSK on 102.9.